Rick, U.S. retail sales rose 0.8% in October, a little better than what was expected.
It was a strong month. The October numbers are out, and just as important, the September numbers got revised upward. They had showed growth at 0.6%, but were revised upward after more data came in, up to a 1% growth. And so when you put September and October together, very strong retail sales performance, that makes one think that perhaps that good 2.9% GDP growth initial estimate for quarter three of calendar 2016 could be sustainable. So a great retail sales report.
Where were the strongest gains? What sectors performed best?
Well, motor vehicles did well. Actually, sales of new cars and trucks were up. And so unequivocally good news there. Also, sales at service stations were up, but that's more because of an increase in gas prices. So that cuts both ways. You like to see higher retail sales, but not because it costs you more to fill the tank. But also, we saw gains in building materials, online retailers, hobby shops of all things, and a bit of a drop actually in restaurants and bars. So it was a mixed bag, but overall a good report.
And overall, a good sign heading into the Christmas shopping season?
Absolutely. Consumers have got their debt burden under control. The share of after-tax income that households are now spending to service their debt, pay their mortgages, pay their car loans, student loans, is now down to levels that we haven't seen actually for a couple of decades. That'll change once interest rates start to rise. But for right now, it's good news that households are very capable of handling their debt repayment. And in an era where the labor market is now improving and those gains are starting to show up as wage gains and even into the lower part of the income distribution, that's good news for retail spending because typically people who are at less than the top rungs of the economic ladder tend to spend every dollar that they make, a fairly low saving rate for many households. And so it bodes well for GDP growth through further retail sales growth.
Let's shift gears and talk about a new report that's out regarding U.S.-China economic ties running deeper than official estimates.
Well, this report comes from a firm that actually does a lot of research, a long history of studying U.S.-China trade relations, and they say that the level of integration is actually underestimated on both sides of the equation, that we have more foreign direct investment into China than U.S. government statistics show. It slowed down in recent years as the Chinese economy has slowed somewhat, but we still have a big stock of investment goods, producing goods and services for the Chinese consumer, and that China's investment, it's a little more nebulous on that side to track Chinese investments into the U.S., but the net of the report was that these relationships are strong. And so what will happen with the new economic policies that will be put in play first half of next year is unclear. It could be that if there is less globalization, less free trade, that Chinese firms and investors would actually need to put that facility in the U.S. in order to have access to the U.S. market. That's certainly what we hope will happen, that we'll see more investment into the U.S. to take advantage of this, you know, 320-some million market of high-income consumers. However, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. We don't have many details on what the trade and foreign direct investment policies will look like.
There's also some uncertainty regarding the presidential election and an unpredictable home construction market here in Florida, and it's affecting lawmakers' ability to plan for the budget.
There is some uncertainty. The Florida revenue picture, and of course, Florida is not alone in forecasting tax revenues, tax receipts to the state government so that lawmakers can know when they start the budget session, when they start the legislative session, how much money is available to appropriate under the state budget. And in Florida, it looks like the coming fiscal year, which will cover July 1st of 2017 until June 30th of 2018, the amount of available extra income after paying for known necessities is actually quite small. We're looking at less than $100 million in net new revenue available to put to different priorities. So that's going to mean it's a tough budget session, a lot of pressure to cut taxes. That's coming from Speaker Corcoran on the House side. And so if you cut taxes, that means you have to cut spending because the states, unlike the federal government, are required to balance their budgets every year. And then on the Senate side, under President Negron, there's a lot of pressure to improve water quality with respect particularly to Lake Okeechobee and the Indian River Lagoon area. So a lot of competing spending pressures, not much new revenue. It's going to be an interesting session in Tallahassee.
And finally, let's look here close to home. Actually, not far away from the university. Some new businesses opening on Nine Mile Road, including Everman. Are we seeing a boom in this area?
Well, there has been a lot of new capital investment into the Pensacola market. Much of it is in the downtown area, and a lot of that is residential investment, and that will certainly attract new residents to our area, probably somewhat older residents, maybe people retiring early from other parts of the nation, or retirees. The over 65 demographic is projected to experience rapid growth over the next several decades in Pensacola. But as you say, there is new retail investment going in on the Nine Mile Road corridor. That's indicative of growth really spreading out. And so I see this as a healthy urban core tends to ripple through to the outlying areas, even as far as 9 miles from the port of Pensacola. And so hopefully we'll see the new donut shop. Hopefully we'll see Everman, the natural foods grocery retailer, do well in their new locations, and hope that bodes well for expansion throughout the county.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.